This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused the West of cowardice on Sunday, while another top official said Russia was trying to split the nation in two, like North and South Korea. Zelensky made an exasperated plea for fighter jets and tanks to help defend his country from Russia's invading troops. Russia now says its main focus is on taking control of the eastern Donbas region, an apparent pullback from its earlier, more expansive goals, but one which is raising fears of a divided Ukraine. Speaking after U.S. President Joe Biden said in a lacerating speech that Russian President Vladimir Putin could not stay in power, words the White House immediately sought to downplay, Zelensky lashed out at the West ping-pong about who and how should hand over the jets and other weapons while Russian missile attacks kill and trap civilians. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has now tried to reassure a wary Israel and its Gulf Arab allies ahead of a possible renewal of global powers' international nuclear deal with Iran. Blinken made the comments on Sunday shortly before joining his counterparts from Israel and four Arab countries at a special gathering where the Iran negotiations are expected to top the agenda. When it comes to the most important element, we see eye to eye, Blinken told a news conference with the Israeli foreign minister. He said that they were both committed, both determined, that Iran will never acquire a nuclear weapon. Israel and many of its neighbors are fiercely opposed to the current working nuclear deal. And again, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is trying to reassure Israel and its Gulf allies ahead of the possible renewal of the global powers international nuclear deal.